From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
It is an anxious time to work in the tech industry. Google just yesterday cut thousands of jobs, and a lot of other companies have laid off folks as well. What it really says about the state of our economy. Oakland's police chief sidelines questions about what comes next after yet another shakeup in the city's embattled police department. Elon Musk testifies in his own defense in a legal fight centered around a single tweet. We have details from the trial in San Francisco. Good morning. It is Saturday, January 21st. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Devin Feely. Let's start with a quick check of our weather with First Alert meteorologist Paul Hagan.
The dry weather that took hold across the Bay Area over the past couple of days is going to continue as we head through the next couple of days. A dry cold front is going to push through and bring us, well, a slight chance of a few clouds, but it's just going to be cool and kind of breezy as we head through the weekend, especially for that second half of the weekend on Sunday. Today's temperatures starting off in the 30s inland with near 40 degree readings around the Bay. Those temperatures are going to steadily warm up. This afternoon, we're going to end up anywhere from 2 to 5 degrees below average, mostly in the middle portion of the 50s.
It is a challenging time for the tech industry. Layoffs at one of the Valley's biggest companies is raising questions about the health of the entire industry. Now, Google's parent company, Alphabet, said yesterday it plans to cut 12,000 jobs. That's about 6% of its global workforce. The CEO is partly blaming a pandemic hiring spree. In an email he wrote, over the past 2 years, we have seen periods of dramatic growth. And to match and fuel that growth, we hired for a different economic reality than the one that we face today.
It is pretty easy for most companies to cut 10 to 15% of their employee base right now.
The belt tightening at Google follows other recent job cuts in the tech world. Earlier in the week, Microsoft said it's cutting 10,000 jobs. That's nearly 5% of its workforce. Amazon has said that it's cutting 18,000 jobs, and Meta, the parent company of Facebook, announced that it's laying off 11,000 people. The tech sector has been hurt by rising interest rates and a slowing global economy. Companies are also purchasing fewer ads on Google's search engine, and that contributed to Alphabet's quarterly profit falling by 27% in October. So now there is a lot of uncertainty for tech workers, and that is especially true for people who depend on those jobs in order to stay in the country. Sean Chitness takes a look at the potential impact.
It still isn't any easier for people in the tech industry to hear about more layoffs from another major player in the business.
I just think about them once I hear this news.
For Hemant Rawat, he's thinking of the people who got the news from Google on Friday that they were losing their job.
They are right now very stressed out and not in a mood to talk about it.
Hemant knows families who are on a visa like him, dependent on a job to stay in the U.S. They've made a life for themselves in the Bay Area.
They have developed so much relationship here. They've developed so much friendship here. They have left their homes back in their home country. And their kids are growing here.
Recruiter Ellen Anderson says it's essential to be proactive and start looking for your next job immediately. She knows the feeling firsthand because she's been laid off before and worked in tech.
And I personally, within the last 2 weeks, have had a number of candidates coming to me pretty upset, devastated. They weren't expecting this at all.
She knows there is low employment overall, but still thinks it's harder to find a job in tech right now.
I would say it's a tough job market. I really would.
Experts who study the job market carefully say this is more of a correction in the industry.
The fundamentals are still strong. I mean, I've been in the field now for 40 plus years. And during that time, we've had 4 or 5 different realignments. And I would say this is one more realignment in tech.
Former EDD director Michael Burnick points out that recent layoffs are largely the result of overhiring during the pandemic.
I think we're going to continue to see more layoffs.
More layoffs worry workers like Hemant. For his daughter and other children like her, if a parent can't find more work immediately, they won't be able to stay here without a green card.
If I lose a job, I have to go and pack everything and right away and take her along with me.
And while these layoffs will affect people beyond the Bay Area, here in Mountain View, the Chamber of Commerce tells us it's already anticipating the need for more people to shop local and support small businesses now that they will be getting even less foot traffic from Google workers.
Now, despite the layoffs, the Bay Area's economy is still showing signs of strength. The unemployment rate in San Francisco and Santa Clara County fell to 2% last month. And many of California's new jobs still come from Northern California. The San Francisco-San Mateo area added 6,400 jobs. The East Bay gained more than 3,000 jobs, and Santa Clara County added 1,800. Well, the curtain is about to come down on downtown Berkeley's last movie theater. It's part of a nationwide downsizing by Regal Cinemas. The Regal UA Berkeley Theater is one of 40 locations that's set to close nationwide. There's seven of them in California. Now, Regal is the second largest cinema chain behind AMC, but the movie theater model, it's taken a lot of hits lately.
It was sort of this crazy perfect storm, if you will, of COVID and streaming taking off. COVID forced people to be at home, and then streaming sort of filled that void of going to a movie theater. People were able to watch movies at home.
There is no word on when the Berkeley Theater will close exactly, but there is already a plan to convert the site into a 17-story apartment building. Well, today, Oakland's mayor will field questions about her decision to place the police chief on leave. Now, that came after a report that criticized the chief for failing to hold a sergeant accountable for misconduct. Don Lynn looks at how the turmoil in the force is affecting a city that has long been plagued by violence.
Many families say they just want to make sure their parks don't get overrun by homeless encampments. They want clean and safe streets. Many people say the latest drama at the police department takes the city away from focusing on the basics.
I've been on the council for 10 years. I've seen 10, 11 police chiefs leave Oakland, get fired, and then I got to pay for their compensation.
Some people inside and outside of the police department question if Chief LaRon Armstrong is gone for good after city leaders placed him on leave.
It certainly doesn't create any optimism or any motivation for the chief to stay.
A report says Chief Armstrong failed to hold the sergeant accountable. Authorities say the sergeant was involved in a hit-and-run collision of a parked car. That sergeant reportedly also fired a gun in an elevator at the police department.
We make mistakes once in a while. And I hope he stays in Oakland as the police chief.
The Oakland Police Department has been under federal oversight for 20 years. That oversight was set to end in May. Now authorities say it'll likely be extended.
So the attorneys make money and the monitor makes money and the taxpayer cannot afford to hire a police officer.
We've been knowing each other since we were kids.
Pastor Billy Dixon at Thy Ward Christian Center also supports the chief.
Do I hope that my chief stays? I hope he stays because I believe he has more to offer than to lose.
He's known Chief Armstrong for decades. He's also worked with him from a professional standpoint on Operation Ceasefire, the city's crime-fighting strategic plan.
Somebody that we worked with since he was a sergeant, worked with him as a lieutenant, worked with him as a captain, has never been in any trouble.
He says Chief Armstrong is more than just well-liked in the community. He's effective in reducing crime. He says this latest incident won't hurt their effort to stop gun violence.
No one man stops the progress of what's going towards Oakland.
Oakland's new mayor, Sheng Tao, was flying back from a work conference in Washington, D.C. today. I'll be interviewing her tomorrow morning to talk about how she plans to move forward with Chief Armstrong.
In addition to Oakland's mayor and city administrator, the police commission has the power to fire the chief. Now, in a statement, it says that Armstrong's sidelining is, quote, not a disciplinary action. Oakland has had a revolving door of police chiefs with a total of 11 over the past 21 years. Armstrong was appointed by former Mayor Libby Schaft after Ann Kilpatrick was fired in February of 2021. Now, a jury later found that she was wrongfully terminated for whistleblowing. Assistant Chief Daryl Allison will serve as acting police chief for the second time. He led the department for about 2 weeks in 2020. Tech billionaire Elon Musk was on the hot seat on Friday at his securities fraud trial in San Francisco. Wilson Walker was there as Musk took the stand to defend a tweet.
A lot of anticipation for Elon Musk today, only he didn't appear until 1:30. Court wraps up at 2, but just those 30 minutes got right to the central question in this case. What was going on in the mind of Elon Musk? Now, right away, shareholder attorney Nicholas Porritt questioned Musk about his relationship with Twitter, how he uses it for corporate messaging, how he sparked controversy, namely the Thailand cave rescue incident, and how close associates even asked Musk to step away from tweeting, but Musk pushed back. He says his tweets do not directly affect things like changing stock prices, and he described the years around 2018 as being, quote, extremely painful, unquote, given how hard he was working at Tesla. He almost seemed to convey a kind of physical exhaustion, describing that time, complaining about short sellers and people he says were trying to kill the auto company. So where is all of this discussion going? Well, a judge has already ruled that the so-called 420 tweet, when Musk said he had secured funding to take Tesla private, was false and misleading, but the plaintiffs need to convince a jury that it was the tweet that cost them their money. That's why the previous witnesses included angry Tesla investors and a business expert who described the whole situation as highly unusual. Lastly, Elon Musk has appeared in court before. We know he's willing to wrangle with attorneys, and we saw a bit of that today, questioning the premise of questions, throwing out some quips, even laughing a little bit. It was an interesting prelude to what will come on Monday.
On the storm watch and the continuing cleanup, a family in Brentwood is still working to clean up flood damage. They say they're essentially back at square one. They just finished some home renovations. The flooring is now completely ruined in the Orozco family's home. Their grandson's brand new bedroom is also destroyed, and mold is crawling up their walls.
We take it day by day. We might try to contact FEMA to see if they can help, you know, with the monetary stuff that we have to put out. But we're just trying to stay healthy, clean it up as best we can, and go forward. We've been here forever renovating this house. We've got it as a fixer-upper, and we're back at square one, and we're doing it again.
Now, the family says that they also lost electronics and even their refrigerator. In Castro Valley, a roadway collapse has left a local nudist club totally cut off. Cole Canyon is a private road that leads to the Sequoians' closed free club. The 80-acre site was founded in 1947, giving members a place to enjoy swimming, camping, hiking, and wildlife, with clothing being optional. Now, we spoke with some community members who live there year-round and who are essentially stuck on the property after the road turned into a massive sinkhole. Now, one resident says, on the plus side, they have propane, food, water, and power, so their situation is not so dire.
There's a whole big area up there. We have a parking lot and an office, a recreation hall, and there's seven homes. So nobody's trapped, just can't drive out. Nude when possible, closed when practical. So
today's practical.
Today's very practical. Nobody's new, except maybe going in the hot tub. Cars that ferry
back and forth. Since it is a private road, the residents need to fix it themselves. They say they have already gotten some estimates from contractors. In the meantime, they are trying to work out some practical matters like mail delivery and garbage pickup. Well, coming up, a cautionary tale in the Sierras as two skiers are hurt in a backcountry avalanche. And a meteor is captured on camera as it streaks through the night skies above an American city. Here's a live look outside before we head to break. We'll be right back.